This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, wait. What did I miss? I was only gone like one day. What the heck is going on here? What is going on? I was only gone one day. My gosh, we got spies and suicides and heart attacks before Christmas and recession is supposed to be coming like any day. What is going on? I was just gone one day. Can everybody just slow it down? Basically, my little baby, my 16-year-old, my little cupcake tushy, who hates it when I call him cupcake tushy, but he's my little cupcake tushy because I got a little tushy, and he's a little cupcake. Anyway, he dislocated his patella, and he had subluxated, and the patella's kind of loose. I guess this is my fault. The way my legs are, you know, I used to run, but I've had a lot of knee issues because I fall, and, you know, I blew my knee out skiing, and, you know, I just kind of do stupid stuff. But thank God I've never had to have surgery or whatever, and I'm fine, and it doesn't hurt, thank the Lord. But I guess my sons are more prone to knee dislocations, subluxations. And once you dislocate a shoulder or a knee, there's a good chance you need surgery. So we had to go to the doctor, we had to figure that out, and then we, you know, we're doing some physical therapy and all that other stuff. So I was kind of doing some personal stuff. I took one day off. That's all I did. But, man, what's all this? There's like a spy, and now this spy apparently is pleading guilty, and she was plotting to infiltrate the Republican Party. Wasn't there some woman, was it in the late 90s or early 2000s, that everybody thought was hot? I didn't think she was hot, and she was supposed to be some Russian spy. And here's the problem with these spy stories, is you make all of us American women feel like crap. Okay, we get that you guys out there really dig the whole exotic foreign woman, kind of like James Bond. By the way, we talked a little bit about James Bond and how they think he was an alcoholic. Personally, I don't really care about that. He could do, I mean, honestly, when you're dodging bullets, do whatever you want. But James Bond kind of dictated the way we in America look at foreign women. That was back in the 60s. And how we look at sexy men. And so the 60s depicted this whole image of, well, a sexy man has an accent. Okay, it's got to be a British accent, even though Sean Connery was Scottish. He has a fancy car. He knows how to deal with a gun. He will always protect you, and he's just a badass. I mean, that's right. And then the women, and this is what hurt my chances from ever becoming, you know, being considered hot, right? Women had to have an accent. They had to have dresses that were like really, really low cut and dress sexy. And you have to dress sexy even if it's not a scenario where you dress sexy. That's something these, right? Am I right? Right? So it would be a, like an office. You know, James Bond would walk into somebody's office and there's a woman look like she is decked out for a cocktail party at the White House. I mean, that confuses me. So we as women are like, wait a second. We go to, you know, the office, if we're at our husband's office or whatever. I mean, we're in our, you know, like sweatpants and mommy clothes. And so, you know, I guess there's this Russian spy, Marina Butina. She pleaded guilty today to spying on behalf of the Russian government to cultivate sources inside the U.S. Of course we got spies all over. There's spies all over the United States. There's spies from probably every country. That's just kind of what spies do. When you have an industry, if you have a I don't know, in a very well-publicized industry, there's going to be people in that industry. It's not just going to go away because we say, oh, being a spy is bad. So anyway, she said she acted in the direction of a Russian official who has not been named in court. He was previously identified, though, as Alexander Torshin, a Russian politician who was seen close to Vladimir Putin. So the spy faces up to 5 years in prison and deportation from the U.S., but she's not going to be sentenced until 2019. Now, that could be 2 weeks or that could be 6 months. They say Butina sought to establish unofficial lines of communication with Americans having power and influence. Now, apparently she's a graduate student. I forget which university. She went to a university here in the U.S. She had a huge resume. I guess she had even met, I believe, Donald Trump Jr. And she's been in jail. She was arrested in July. And the Russian government, I guess, is claiming that she's being tortured. She's not being tortured, please. But, you know, we women have made amazing progress with how we want to be looked upon in this, you know, world. And we don't want to be looked upon as getting where we get to because we have long legs or because we have boobies or because we're hot or because we're young or because we're exotic. And so, I don't know if I'm more mad about somebody spying on us and manipulating our American men to give intelligence to Russia as I am that she is perpetuating the stereotype that women will, you know, if they are good looking or whatever, be using it for malicious reasons. Okay, now let's just put this to rest. Okay, we all know I am no hottie. Okay, I mean, you guys have seen me at Walmart. I'm in my pajamas, right, wearing whatever sports bra fits that day, right? Usually don't have makeup or my unibrow waxed, and that's how I be. I love that. I'm fine with that. But when I see this, it just reminds us that, you know, someone who's beautiful and someone who is exotic has that stereotype that you're gonna be manipulated by him. And I think that's something that we need to, you know, kind of squash while we're trying to, you know, progress and go, look, you know, beautiful women, and there are beautiful women out there. They're good guys. We got some beautiful women out there that aren't manipulative. We got some beautiful people out there that they just be. And one day, I promise, I'll do my upper lip wax and eyebrow wax. I'll put some makeup on. And you guys will see. I know how to be. I know how to be. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-TALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. I love Daniel. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if they come up with this study every year, but I know we talk about it every year on my show, where heart attack risk is higher around Christmas Eve, okay? Now, why? Well, no, it's not just about the in-laws. No, there's a few other reasons for it, but I'll tell you what the latest study says, and then I'll give you my opinion. And mind you, I love Christmas. Christmas is like one of my favorite holidays, and I'm Jewish. And Christmas is like it is one of the best holidays ever. There's a lot of issues that happen around Christmas time, environmental issues, temperature issues, colds, snow, shoveling that some of us have to do that don't live in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I live in Las Vegas. Fantastic city, it's just there's no snow. I mean, I guess if I could go up to the mountains, we got these mountains. If you guys have never been to Vegas, you need to. And people go, well, you know, I want to, you know, spend a vacation doing nature type stuff. Well, we are surrounded by nature. Vegas is like a bowl. So if you've never been to my neck of the woods, you got, you know, the strip, the central, we call it the resort corridor, you know, because that's all fancy and sexy. Okay? And then we have like two poles of it in a way. We got the older downtown vintage area, which is really now all spiced up and pretty cool. And then we have the resorts lower. And they are, they're really fancy and all that. And then you have the city that surrounds concentrically the strip. And the strip still remains the center part of the city. You know, it's not like L.A. where you had one part and then it moved and branched one area. And, you know, I mean, the strip area, that's still the central. And then you have houses that kind of go all over. And I live on the west side of town. And I had worked on the east side of town. And then I worked in the center side of town. And my studio is more on the west side of the town. Not that you guys care, because I don't see you guys coming bringing presents. But there's mountains that surround this, and there's lots of hiking trails and hidden lakes and rivers and all sorts of stuff, and you could even ski. When the mountain gets snow, you could even ski on this mountain. So technically, there's like skiing 30 minutes from my house. I used to drive an hour and a half when I lived in Reno to go to Alpine to go skiing, or I would drive about 45 minutes to go to Mount Rose to go skiing. I could technically go skiing 30 minutes from my house. What do you mean? I can ski. Look, just because, look, I fall more than ski, but I can still ski. So, a lot of nature stuff in Vegas. You got to check it out. And then, we're only 3 hours and 45 minutes away from the coast. So, if you want to, you know, do some water type stuff like jet ski and fish in the Pacific Ocean, it's just a 3.5 hour drive. Not too bad. Okay. You just have to keep, you can't stop to pee. If you don't stop to pee, you can do it in 3.5 hours. Okay? But, let's get back to Christmas Eve. So, Christmas Eve. According to Miami Herald, right? We spend time with the family. We cook a nice meal. We listen for the clop clop of Santa's reindeer on the roof, which means if Santa's landing on your roof, you might as well check the roof. I'd be checking the roof. Okay? Unfortunately, it's the time for the greatest heart attack risk of the year. So this study, published in the British Medical Journal on Wednesday, found that a person's risk of heart attack spikes during most holidays, but peaks, get this, at 10 p.m., on Christmas Eve. That's crazy. They say the peak is very pronounced exactly on Christmas Eve and the following 2 days. So I think it is something specific for the way we celebrate these holidays. They say the researchers analyzed a massive trove of data in the study and the details of more than 280,000 heart attacks in Sweden over the past 16 years. So it's a big study, not a sample size. This is according to Dr. Lund, who told the New York Times. He said every heart attack for 16 years in the whole country is in this study. It's reality. You see, don't underestimate these researchers. These researchers are badasses. I mean, wow. Look at how he talks. He's like, I don't think he's British. Is he British? No. Just because you publish something in the British Medical Journal doesn't mean you're British. I could publish something in the British Medical Journal. And I mean, I've been making fun of the roundabouts. I've been accusing them of wanting to, you know, attack because of the whole taxation without representation never got resolved 250 years ago. So I could still publish in the British Medical Journal if I want to. Yeah, it's okay. Well, I will. I'll do my ancestry.com thing and see if I have some British in me. I have family in Britain. So it's good. Anyway, Great Britain. So let's go back to the Christmas story. Quit distracting me, people. They found a few patterns when heart attacks, and now remember, this is Sweden, so, all right, so we're talking about one country, but a huge sample size. They looked at when heart attacks were more likely. There was a slightly higher risk before 8 a.m. and more generally on Mondays. There was a higher risk on New Year's Day and the midsummer holidays. No, I do not think Sweden celebrates the 4th of July. So whatever they have, I don't know if they have an equivalent. I don't know when they're, I'll look it up, all right. Really? Okay, I'll look it up. This is where I could really use the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. Somebody could look up Sweden's Independence Day. Is that really relevant right now? Well, we'll see. Oh, Thursday, June 6th. There you go. Wow, thank God for Google. How did they do radio in the 50s? The show was not better. So, they may have their June 6th of June celebration. They say the researchers said previous research showed some increased risks surrounding major sporting events and during Islamic holidays in certain regions. But they found the greatest risk by far was Christmas Eve. That was when their chances of having a heart attack shot up by 37%. The risk was especially great for those with diabetes or a history of heart disease, which makes sense. So why? So the scientists think that Christmas Eve, as well as other holidays, are times when people have emotional stress. Emotional stress affects heart health, but they're speculating. No. Okay, what I think it is one is you're eating like crap. Two, you're drinking more. Three is if you're on vacation, it's so easy to forget your medication. And I talk about that, how we don't want you to forget your medication. Number four is flu puts you at risk for heart disease. So you're at higher risk of heart disease because of the flu and other colds. So if you're sick, your risk for heart disease is higher. And then, yeah, there's a lot of stress with family. You know, I love my family, but the past gets brought up or the present, and we just don't, it's not an emotional-free, you know, time. You want to just hang out with friends and talk about stupid stuff. You don't want to talk about, okay, what's going on with this person's health and what are they doing and what's happening. That you don't want to talk about that. So according to Dr. Erling, who is, I believe, a part of the study, he says, we do not know for sure, but emotional stress with acute experience of anger, anxiety, sadness, grief, and stress increases the risk of heart attack. Excessive food intake, alcohol, long-distance traveling may also increase the risk. Now, there is this rumor that keeps saying suicides increase around the winter holidays. Now, according to this source, they say The Atlantic reported in 2015 that there is no evidence for that. They said suicide seemed to increase during the spring and the summer. So, I mean, let's talk about that, okay? I mean, how does everybody feel? How's everybody's mood right now? Okay, my mood is up. I mean, I love this time of year. I do. I love the holidays. But then again, I'm blessed. I have somebody to spend the holidays with. I have a place I could go. I have heating. Central heating that works. So I'm not freezing my butt off. But other people that aren't as blessed, where they're freezing their tushies off, or they have to shovel every day, or they have to, travel or be some, you know, with people they don't want to be with, in-laws or whatever, you know, or they have to spend the holidays with their boss or, you know, go to a, you know, company retreat. Who knows? It's stressful. So how to mitigate your risk for heart disease or a heart attack on Christmas Eve? Well, one is be aware of it. Let your family know that if you act a little funny, if you seem to be not all there, if you do have chest pain, or if you seem to be a little out of breath, and they go, well, that's interesting, you're a little out of breath. Or if you seem to be a little sweaty or just a little off balance, that could be a sign of a heart attack. All right? Tell everybody to wash their hands and not give you their cold. Make sure you have your medications. I mean, you know, we're right now, what, roughly, so we're in December. Before your doctor or your medical provider goes out of town, get your prescriptions. Make sure you call ahead, get your prescription so you don't run out. Tell them, look, can I have a little extra because I'm traveling? And I want to pack in two separate suitcases in case they lose one. Always have part of your prescription with you when you travel and part of your prescription in your suitcase. You see? Does that make sense? Okay. And we'll get through this together, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump tells Fox News, my bad for hiring former personal attorney Michael Cohen.
In retrospect, I made a mistake because what he did was all unrelated to me, except for the two campaign finance charges that are not criminal and shouldn't have been on there. They put that on to embarrass me.
And as far as why he hired Cohen in the first place?
Years ago, many years, like 12, 13 years ago, he did me a favor. He was on a committee and he was so responsive and so good. And I said, he's a nice guy.
Police in Richmond, Indiana say a teen exchanged gunfire with them outside a local middle school before killing himself. No other students are hurt, and police are being tight-lipped about the situation at Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond. And Colorado Sheriff's deputies have not found any danger to students after a threat was also called into Columbine High School. Authorities say someone called in a bomb threat, but there were no devices found. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me wet my whistle for a sec. Orange juice. Just orange juice. Come on, people, please. All right, later school times seems to pay off for teenagers. All right, so how do your kids sleep in like mine do? Oh, it's ridiculous. See, I'm up at the crack of dawn. It's because I'm mama and, you know, my pets don't care about daylight savings change or whatever. They're up. They wake me up. Uzi will lick my, you know, face and stick her nose up my nose. The cats will pounce on me, you know, just like Garfield. So I get up. I'm up. Plus, I have to pee. And I'm at the age now where I get up in the middle of the night to pee, right? No, hubby doesn't do that yet. I've been worried about hubby's prostate because I'm like, you know, he's going to get to the age any day now where his prostate is going to be an issue. And thank God, no, he doesn't. He doesn't get up in the middle of the night to pee, which is good because that would wake me up. If I'm woken up in the middle of the night, I'm up. And so I need him to sleep like a log. And so, yeah, once he has prostate issues, that's going to ruin it for me. That is a good point. But anyway, so the kids, it's like, you know, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., noon. I'm like, don't you guys have school? No school today, Mom. We're sleeping in. And teenagers do like to sleep in. Teenagers are built to be night owls. Okay? They're friskier then, right? Because remember, think about the animal kingdom. What are teenagers supposed to be doing in the animal kingdom when they reach teenage age? They're supposed to be roaming around the jungle, right? Finding a mate. And, you know, here we are going bedtime. I still yell at my kids. They don't listen. I'm like, okay, bedtime. Like, Mom, it's like 8:30 at night. I go, well, I want to go to bed, and I can't go to bed if you guys don't go to bed, right? You guys are keeping me up till bedtime, and they go to bed late. But if you notice, your teenagers, you know, even though they're humans and in society, not in the jungle anymore, they're just built to be up late and then to sleep in the morning. Because, again, evolutionarily, they're designed to, you know, find a mate and whatever. So us trying to make them wake up at 5 in the morning when it's still dark to get dressed and catch a bus or to get to school on time might not be the most practical. So there's been a lot of push for schools to start their school day later. So NPR writes, many American teenagers try to put in a full day of school, homework, after school activities, sports, college prep on too little sleep. They say as evidence grows, chronic sleep deprivation puts teens at risk for physical and mental health problems. And there's increasing pressure on school districts around the country to consider a later start time. So Seattle is really, really ahead of the curve when it comes to progressiveness and, you know, getting stuff done. They just do. I like the Seahawks, but I'm a Cowboys fan. So but Seattle city and school officials began in the 2016-2017 school year moving the official start times for middle and high schools to an hour later, from 7:50 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. Now, it was no easy feat because they had to reschedule extracurricular activities, bus routes, etc. So, what did the teenagers do? Did they do drugs during that time? Did they sneak out of the house and have sex? No. The majority of them actually slept. And you guys know, you know, if you're like, well, my kids are going to get into trouble. Well, when do kids do most of their, you know, bad deeds? It's not on a Saturday night where they sneak out the window to go on a date. It's after school. The number one time kids have sex and do drugs is after school. So if you do extend their sleep time, and I'm not saying I'm pro or against it. I still got to think about how I feel about that right now. They're pretty much going to sleep. You know, you're pretty much going to get the result that you want out of it. So researchers at the University of Washington studied the high school students both before and after the start time change. Their findings appeared in a study published in the journal Science Advances. They found students got 34 minutes more sleep on average with the later school time. Because they got these 34 minutes, it boosted their total nightly sleep from 6 hours and 50 minutes to 7 hours and 24 minutes. And how much sleep should the average teenager get? Between 7 and 9. Maybe more. Yeah, I would probably say more 8 to 9. So, senior author Horacio de Iglesia said this study shows a significant improvement in the sleep duration of students, all by delaying school start times, so they're more in line with the natural wake-up times of adolescents. See, so even they identify that. So Seattle's, oh, by the way, they found that the grades went up, and there was a reduction in tardiness and absences. Now, some of the parents may be like, okay, wait a second. Most school districts start around 8 a.m. That's when our work day starts. If we have to drive our high school student and they don't have to be at school till 8:45, that's a problem. Well, again, yeah, this idea of a 9-to-5 job. Most of us have to be at work by 8 a.m. You know, the idea of, well, you know, so I see why it's not all, you know, candy and gumdrops and lollipops or whatever the analogy is. But anyway, they say, though, The typical school day starts at 8 a.m. In 2014, the American Academy of Pediatrics issued a policy statement calling on school districts to move start times to 8:30 or later for middle and high schools so students could get 8.5 hours of sleep. But they said, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, only 17% of public middle and high schools did it, started at 8:30 or later. So this biological clock, yeah, teens' biological bedtime is more like midnight. And if parents think they're going to go to bed by 10, it doesn't work. They just lay in bed. They don't fall asleep. Now, yes, you could train your kid. I mean, I've seen my kids go to bed early, and sleep. But again, that's not what they're built for. So the study, they looked at two separate groups of sophomores enrolled in biology classes in two Seattle high schools, Franklin High and Roosevelt High. The first group of 92 students drawn from both schools wore wrist monitors to track their sleep for 2-week periods. This was in the spring of 2016. That's when school started at 7:50 a.m. So the monitors collected activity about light and activity levels so they could tell if the students were asleep or not, right? The student could just have shoved it under the bed. In 2017, that's when the schools changed their hour. They looked at 88 students taking the same bio classes. They looked at their wrist monitors. And so anyway, that's how they got their data. I don't want to go too much into it. But they say students who took the biology class after the later start time got final grades that were 4.5% higher than students who took the class when it started earlier. Now, that could be the difference between an A and a B. That's according to De La Iglesia. So, sleep deprivation may make it more difficult to learn. Not to mention car accidents in the morning. Not to mention making stupid decisions about energy drinks or drugs or whatever. So, you know, as much as I think I had issues with having the students in school less, etc., I don't think, the delay, because honestly, it's probably one of the very few times we can actually control our teenagers. You know? Now, the only problem is we all have to get on board. If older brother has to drive younger brother to school, then they're still getting up at the same time. And then, if they're wandering and waiting around, that's when they could get in trouble. You know, but, how we can influence grades and looking at the science and the biology of what we could do. You know, I would like to see a study where, what if you gave everybody a half a cup of broccoli at 10 a.m. and gave everybody a half a cup of carrots at 2 and you made them eat them? I mean, would their grades improve? Would their energy improve? It probably would. You know, I foresee that schools are going to start trying these other little experiments to see if grades and energy and, things manifest. And they could be something as simple as eating a cup of broccoli. I know I can't stand broccoli either. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this made headlines. A Brooklyn model has been awarded $125,000 after she unwittingly became the face of HIV when a state agency used her stock photo in an ad campaign. So you see what happened? She had taken a picture for something else, and somebody used that photo that they might have gotten, I don't know, either a stock photo or internet or whatever, and used it in another ad that had to do with HIV. So she got $125,000. A perfectly healthy Avril Nolan had been seeking $1.5 million from the Division of Human Rights for using her face in newspaper spots with the words, "I am positive and I have rights," for its 2013 public health campaign. Now, that is a cluster beyond words, okay? You don't use a stock photo. I don't know what people are thinking. Can't be using a photo and then putting quotes near it, acting like you're speaking for them. So she's in her 20s. She's also a PR rep. She learned from a friend's Facebook post about the ad with their photo in it. So her friend was probably like, hey, Ever, look at this. You're all over the news with HIV. And so she was shocked. She said she was sick to the bottom of her stomach, thinking that her friend's employer, clients, exes, and future boyfriends might see it. In fact, one coworker came up to her, gave her a big hug, and said, oh, will I catch something? Oh, my gosh. This shows how ignorant people are with HIV, but that's our fault. That's the media's fault. And, that's our fault. There's a lot of things we could do to make that better. We'll talk about that in a second. So another coworker sent her a Happy World AIDS Day email. So this is why this eventually became a court case, because she had evidence that people thought she really had HIV. Yeah, somebody could say that you could have your friends email you something, and then you could say, you see, they emailed me, but, you know. Anyway, Court of Claims Judge Thomas Scuchimara found that Nolan, quote, suffered emotional distress and humiliation during the immediate aftermath of the publication and for some time thereafter. However, there's no basis for an award of future damages. He noted that she's not in counseling and has a thriving vintage clothing business. He said a $1.5 million award was more appropriate for someone falsely accused of being a drug-dealing alcoholic prostitute. That's according to Fox News, and there's more from the New York Post. So here's the thing. As a doctor, all right, an HIV diagnosis, okay, in medicine, just like if somebody has cancer, if somebody has hemorrhoids, if somebody has irritable bowel, I don't like stigmas attached to it because, okay, everybody has something. Okay, doctors don't think farts are bad. Doctors like farts, all right, we do, because you need to fart. So if a patient goes, oh, I never fart, I'm sorry, that's just something I don't do, you're like, please. Alright, it's almost like that Aaron Rodgers commercial. You know, like, how does that work for you? Alright, I mean, you know, what the guy said, he doesn't go to the bathroom. Alright, there are bodily functions that have to happen. And we medical providers expect or need to know that they happen. If they don't, if you really don't pass gas, that could be an issue. Alright, passing gas is part of a normal process. I burp probably 5 times a day. And I thought that was a lot, but it's not. Now, especially since you eat too fast, or if you chew gum or, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things that can, you know, unfortunately accelerate that. But burping about 5 times, maybe sometimes 3 to 5 times a day for burps, that's not a necessarily bad thing. Now, we all giggle. You know, when Daddy used to burp, you know, we'd be like, Daddy, you know, but the thing is, again, these are certain natural processes. Now, if somebody burps too much and has repeated burping, I'd be worried about some GI issues or some cardiac issues if they have repeated burps. If somebody has continual gas, continual bloating, then I'm worried about bowel obstruction. I'm worried about, you know, food intolerances. I'm worried about parasites. I'm worried about cancer. I'm worried about other things. But, you know, we've talked about, you know, gas. Some of the average person could pass easily 20 toots a day. That, like, you know, blindfolded. So these are things that are, you know, so if somebody gets diagnosed with HIV, somebody gets diagnosed with an STD, somebody gets, I mean, you know, in the medical realm, we're like, all right, we address it just like we would address you having a cold. The problem is public opinion doesn't look at things like that. And so if she meets a potential suitor and they Google her, and everybody now Googles each other, they just do. I know it sounds sexy, but it's not. And they Google her, and there's a picture, and it has to do with HIV. Boom. That person might not want to go out with her because, again, they think, oh, they're going to get it. They don't, you know, and so there's, because there's a lot of misinformation already on the internet, it's very easy for you to be connected to misinformation. And, you know, I get medical providers that go, you know, what do I do about these reviews on me? What do I do about these, you know, their lies? Well, when you find companies, there's companies out there that help you with your internet image. But how they combat your internet image is it takes a lawsuit to get something taken down, but you flood with positive stuff. Now, some people will pay for that. The problem is to me, that's fake also. So if you have people out there saying, okay, put in a review, everybody, let's get everybody together to do that. Yeah, you actually have that power to manipulate and weigh out your searches. But then, you know, I think Google may be like, wait a second, something's going on here. We have like 20 reviews all of a sudden at once, you know, or Yelp or whatever. And so, and also, you know, things sell. There's been rumors that Yelp will purposely put the bad reviews because that seems to attract people more than the, oh, I love this person. Oh, I love this person. So, we live in a world right now that one small thing can unfortunately dictate how people look at you. And who's in charge? Google. Now, I haven't really been watching what happened. Again, I took my kid to the doctor yesterday. We had some doctor visits, so I didn't get to see what ended up happening with the Google congressional hearings. But if anything bad is posted about you that's a lie, you either have to sue the person who posted it to try to get it down. You have to somehow get across to Google, or you have to put positive imagery of you. You have to get positive. I know. And so, or you have to make a story like this where she's like, nope, that wasn't me. And, you know, it's really frustrating. I hate being misread. You know, I've made some errors, right? I'm not the best, you know, I don't know, makeup artist. I'm not the best singer. I'm not the best. So there are things, you know, you hear my singing online. You could, you know, see some pictures. I've not had some very photogenic pictures pasted of me, etc. But I've done a lot of good. And I think people find that very, very frustrating when certain things about them don't get to be highlighted. And certain things that really aren't their best angle are. And we've had to toughen up as a society. So now if I see a picture of me that's kind of bad, I'm not as bothered by it. Now maybe it's because I'm older and I'm like, you know what? I still look better then than I do now. But it's a very weird time. And so I suggest you guys Google yourselves and not at the office, and just see what I'm talking about going on Google and or Bing or AVG, whatever, and find what's said about you and how you look online. Because honestly, if you try to find a potential job or a potential suitor, that it may hurt. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.